Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're looking at just one source, a presentation from Grupa OLX. It was given at the EPORS conference in Warsaw.
That's right. The title was Changes, 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 or maybe Demand as a Source of Growth. Our focus is strictly on what this presentation reveals.
Okay, so we want to understand OLX's view on the used car parts market in Poland. You know, where they stand now, what hurdles they see, future plans, all just from this one source.
Exactly. We're sticking purely to what OLX presented there.
All right, let's get into it. The presentation starts strong, making some pretty bold claims about their market position. It says 50%, half of respondents, pick OLX first for used car parts.
50%. And almost as many, 46%, choose OLX first for any kind of used item. So they're positioning themselves as, well, the default choice for most Poles buying secondhand.
Yeah, number one, what's really interesting, though, is the presentation makes a point of saying they've reached this spot before really investing heavily, before putting, quote, very serious money into this specific car parts category.
Mm-hmm. They state that this big investment push is just starting to happen now.
Which makes you ask, okay, if they're already dominant, why the big investment now? What problems are they trying to solve?
Well, the source does identify some specific barriers for buyers.
Yeah.
It mentions that 21% hesitated because they felt they lacked knowledge about the parts.
Right, lack of knowledge. And then another 9%, what was it, fear or limited trust? Something around education, too.
Exactly. Fear, trust issues, maybe not enough education on buying used. So it's not just about finding the item. It's about feeling confident enough to actually buy it. There's a psychological barrier there.
Okay, that makes sense. And this leads into their main message, doesn't it?
It does. The core strategy presented is demand is the source of growth. They use the Polish phrase too, popyt urodun wzrostu.
Popyt, demand. And they're very clear where they think this demand, this popyt, actually lives. The presentation flat out says popyt is on OLX.
Yeah, quite emphatic. They even add, wherever you add an ad, the demand is on OLX. It's a strong claim. Really leveraging those market share numbers they opened with.
They're basically saying, we've got the audience, the buyers are already here.
That's the message. And then they look ahead saying, a change in perception of used parts is coming. And importantly, they argue that everyone gains from this shift.
And presumably, that change in perception is aimed squarely at those barriers you mentioned. The knowledge gap, the trust issues.
Precisely. If they can shift how people feel about buying used parts, make them more comfortable, more informed, then those hesitant buyers might convert, that 21% and 9%.
So it's about changing the narrative around used parts to unlock more of that existing demand they say they have.
Exactly. And it's not just talk, the presentation list where the investments are starting, specific areas.
Right. I saw that. Things like analytics, product development.
Mm-hmm. Marketing, too, and also actively working on generating both demand and supply within the category itself.
Okay, so better understanding users, improving the platform for parts, promoting it, and maybe initiatives to encourage more listings and more buyers specifically for parts.
Seems like a comprehensive approach.
Yeah.
The presentation then kind of sums it all up with four key takeaways reinforcing these points.
Yeah, let's quickly recap those. First, OLX sees itself as the source of demand and is now actively working to grow it further. Second, this change in perception about used parts is coming, and it's good for everybody.
Third, they double down on the idea that the demand is on OLX, no matter where else an ad might appear. And fourth, confirmation that these investments have started analytics, product, marketing, supply demand generation.
Okay, so pulling it all together, just based on this one presentation, we see a picture of a market leader in Poland for used goods generally. They recognize specific user hesitations, like lack of knowledge and trust, particularly in the car parts area.
And they've laid out a strategy. Leverage their existing huge demand, invest significantly to change perceptions, tackle those specific barriers, and ultimately grow the whole category.
Right. It's a clear snapshot of how a major platform, even from a position of strength, identifies friction points and plans to invest to overcome them. Useful for anyone watching market dynamics.
Definitely. It shows a focus on the consumer mindset, not just platform features.
So here's something to think about, based only on what OLX presented here. If they see demand as the source of growth, and they're investing heavily now to change perception, specifically targeting knowledge and trust, what kinds of new features or information might you logically expect to see appear on their platform to directly address those issues, just based on this source's strategy?